This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Jay Horowitz with the latest edition of Amazing Mets Love My Podcast. My special guest this week is Pat Mahomes. Pat, I know you're going to be at the Old Timers Day game August 27th in the city. You have a couple of fastballs left in your arm to throw that day?
I still got a few left. I'm looking forward to going out there and, making PIs and some of the old guys look bad. I think I got about two innings still left in me.
Yeah. Pat, you're a young guy. I mean, we have to pitch. Are you throwing anywhere, or are you still doing any leagues at all?
Well, I actually, coach a 18U team. So I've been, throwing a little bit against them, trying to show them a little something here and there. So I think I'll be all right making that. The next day's going to be hell, but I think I'll be all right for the time.
Pat, looking back, 1999 was a great year for the Mets. First time we got in the playoffs in 11 years. And you pitched in a lot of key games down the stretch in the playoffs. I remember the last weekend, correct me if I'm wrong, we had to win all three games against the Pirates, and Cincinnati lose two of three. You pitched in a couple of those games against the Pirates right that weekend.
I actually pitched in all three of them. Yes, sir. I got two wins that weekend.
And didn't we win one game on a pass ball the last day or something? I mean,
yes, sir. I can't remember. A sidearm reliever for the Pirates threw a wild pitch, and we ended up scoring a run to win the game.
And that game, and then we had to wait in the Diamond Club, if I remember correctly, because it was a rain delay in the Cincinnati-Milwaukee game. And we didn't know where we were going. Remember that night? It was a long night.
Yes, I do. I remember sitting up there. We didn't know if we were going to Cincinnati for a play-in game or we were going to Arizona for the playoffs. So, that was a pretty fun night. Ended up going to Cincinnati, and Al Leiter did the thing that he did that day, and we ended up going into the playoffs.
You had one of the great years of any Met reliever in 99, 8-0. The second reliever went over four decisions, go 8-0. I don't remember Bobby V used it at here. You were short, middle. He threw you in anywhere, right?
Yeah, Bobby V was kind of a guy. I've been playing about 6 years in the big leagues and never really had a defined role of what I was going to do. I pitched in, starting a little bit of relief. But Bobby V was the first guy to really just, have all the trust in me. Like you said, he used me and he used me in the first inning, he used me in the eighth inning, he used me in the ninth inning. He just told me to be ready to pitch. So it worked out great for us.
Let me jump ahead to the playoffs, Pat. We lose the first three games, and we win game four, 3-2, and then comes the famous Ventura Grand Slam single. You pitched in that game. Where were you when Robin hit the ball? Do you remember?
I was in the dugout, and I was like most people. I didn't realize that ball went over the fence, so I was just excited. I knew he had got a hit. We were going to win the game, and then after looking back into it, I realized that ball went over the fence, and of course, it was the famous Grand Slam single.
Everybody blames it on Todd Pratt, but there were a lot of other guys out there with him, right? It wasn't just Todd.
It wasn't just Todd, but like I said, everybody else didn't realize that the ball went over the fence. Maybe a couple people did, but we knew that Robert had hit the ball, for us to go into the next round and to win that game. And pretty awesome feeling, but I love Pratty. Pratty gets overexcited. I get overexcited, and that's what made that team so great.
Pat, go to game six now. If not for a quirk of fate, you could have been – what you did in that game is, Al pitched a great game in the playoffs, but what you did in game six, probably get lost in the record books. The Braves jump on Al for five runs in the first inning. You come in, pitch four shutout innings, keep us a game. Unfortunately, we lost the lead in the eighth inning, and again, later on, we could have won that game and, forced a game seven. I mean, we're four innings and no runs.
Yeah, it was funny. I was in the bullpen that day, and I knew Al was pitching on short rest, and I was talking to Al Jackson, the late Al Jackson, and I said, "Who do you think is going to be first in this game today?" Because I pitched, you know, two innings, like two games before both games, I pitched two innings, and he's like, "It's probably going to be you." And about that time, you know, Al was struggling a little bit in the first inning, and the phone rang, and they like, "Mahomes, get up!" And I'm like, "Really?" And so I got up, you know, and I remember I pitched, I come in and got out of that situation that we were in. And then we were coming up and it was my turn to bat. I was on deck and Bobby sent out Sean Dunston to hit for me. And I remember yelling at Bobby, I'm like, "What's going on, man?" And I said, "Oh, you could have used one of these September call-ups to do this. I mean, why you got me out here like this?" And old boy struck out, so I didn't have to bat. So Bobby sent me out and back out, and I went out and got a 1-2-3 inning. And then after that, you know, he let me go back out, and you know, the rest was history. You know, I pitched four innings, didn't give up any runs, and we got back in the game, had a chance to win the game, but it was always a great game.
Palamiches, how does a guy born in Texas? I know you told me before you were a big '86 guy, loved the '86 Mets. How did you become first identified, you know, how did you become a Met fan or like the guys?
Well, I was a Doc Gooden fan first, you know, and, you know, watching Doc do his thing, you know, I always wanted to be kind of like Doc, and to get a chance to play for the Mets. I grew up, you know, looking, you know, loving the Mets, and I was fortunate enough finally to get over there in 99. I should have got drafted by them out of high school, but I ended up getting taken by the Twins a pick earlier as a pitcher. You know, the Mets were going to draft me as an outfielder, so that's where I was kind of looking forward to being.
You guys want?
This is perfect right there.
Pat, is there any guys you're looking forward to see the old time year, especially guys you haven't seen in a while?
Well, you know, I want to see Mike. Definitely want to see Turk Wendell. That was always my dude. And, you know, hopefully Johnny Franco and some of the other guys will be there. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to getting out there back with the guys.
Pat, speaking of Turk, you know, because of Patrick, you converted the whole 2099 Chief fans. Did you, you know, what do you remember about the days when your young son was running around the outfield shagging balls? Did you ever think it would turn into this dream?
Never in a million years did I think he was going to be a football player. But unfortunately, like me, you know, he made the right decision. So, I always thought he was going to be a baseball player. I think those life lessons have kept him going. So, you know, it's fortunate he was around. He remembers the Mets days. He remembers all the players. So it's always a funny topic of conversation for us.
What do you remember about you? I remember Turk said you had talks in the bullpen about Patrick, that he was running around. He didn't sleep at night. He was never stayed in one place. Is that correct? My memory.
That's correct, man. He's always been a ball of energy. I was telling him back then when he's 4 years old that he was going to be a major league baseball player. Unfortunately, he proved me wrong, but he decided to do something else and play a little football, and that seemed to work out for him a little bit.
How hard is it for you to watch? You know, he's got a Super Bowl MVP. He's got hurt a couple of times. As a father, I know you try to go a lot of the games. How hard is it just watching the stands, especially when it takes a hard hit? Is that tough for you to take?
It was at first, you know. Now that, you know, I've been to a few of them now for about 4 years straight, you know, I'm a little bit more comfortable. But, you know, as always, I mean, like any father, you want your son to go out there and do the best that he can. You worry about the hits and all that, but at least they made the situation a little easier for the position that he plays. You know, quarterbacks, they don't hardly get touched too much. So, as long as he's smart, you know, I feel pretty good that he's not going to get hurt too much.
And he's got an interest now in the Kansas City baseball team. He's kind of made his home there and become a big part of the community, right?
Oh, yeah. He's very involved in the Kansas City community. He has, you know, his charity, and he has a lot of other stuff that he does there in the community. He does have a little piece of the Royals, has a little piece of the soccer team there. So he's just trying to, you know, give back and be in the community and do as much as he can.
Pat, how proud is he making when I've seen a lot of shots? He would, you know, he played for six teams, and he always seems to wear your Mets 23 jersey.
Yeah, well, I think that's where it all got started for him. You know, him getting to be on the field for the first time, you know, at 4 years old up there at Old Shea Stadium. And he remembers that. So, you know, he always tried to honor that for me. He wore his my Mets jersey for the first primetime game that he had, you know, kind of to honor me. And we have that type of relationship where we've always been close like that. And he always – you know, considers himself a Met. So hopefully he'll get to come up with me in August. But, you know, we're going to see. It's going to be training camp time. So we'll see how it goes.
Pat, how, you know, what was I to say? Did you, I was my trainer throughout for a second. Do you remember the days when, you know, I remember he was shagging balls in the outfield, throwing them back to second base. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, you think that's where he gets some of his arm strength, his sidearm throws from his baseball background?
There's no doubt about it, Jay. He credits it now. He always says that, you know, that's where he got all his talent from playing at Shea Stadium. And, hey, look, I got you a special guest. Hey, he's there with me. There you go. That's Patrick right there. You know,
tell me, say hi.
Yeah, well, I'll tell him you say hi. We actually playing a little golf tournament right now, so
tell him he's more than welcome to come to Alzheimer's Day game. We'd love to have him. You know, we love.
Oh, I would definitely tell him it's the Mets. The Mets, yeah. So he said
we wouldn't have to come, Patrick. You know, even though you're with the Royals, I'm just kidding. Pat, what's your fondest memory of your Mets career? Is it one or two things?
Oh, definitely. You know, in the playoffs in '99, even though we went to the World Series in 2000, '99 was always special to me. You know, being able to go 8-0 for that team, and to me, was the best team that I ever played on. So that's what it's always been.
Let me say this in a nice way. You 2 years with the Mets, 13-3. Do you think people don't realize, you know, you were a pretty good pitcher for those 2 years?
Yeah, you know, the Mets was definitely, a great start for me. Having Bobby Valentine, like I said, they had that much confidence in me. So that's kind of what got it all started. And I'll always love New York. That's my home.
You know, you'll be there. You know, Doc will be there. Darryl will be there. A lot of the 80, Kevin Mitchell will be there. So a lot of the guys you're rooting for will be there. Well, listen, I hope get your arm in shape, you know, and look forward to seeing you. And thanks for joining us, Pat. I appreciate it, my friend.
Thanks for having me, Jay. And like I said, I'll be there and I'm going to be ready.
Okay. We'll get you get out for an inning at least.
All right, brother.
All right. Good. Take care of yourself, man. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.